Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is correct. This filing, we have to do this at least once a year with our regulators in front of the Missouri Public Service Commission. And this is for about half of your bill. This is your purchase gas adjustment. This is for the natural gas that is produced, transported through pipes, and ultimately comes to your house. And this portion of your bill has no markup for Spire. This is passed through dollar for dollar.
And looking at the latest information from that, Spire East customers are seeing their rates jump from 60 to 71 cents per 100 cubic feet of gas. But Spire West customers are seeing a jump from 79 cents to 92. And I understand that St. Louis, in terms of the national marketplace, our rates are pretty low, relatively speaking here.
That is correct. On the east side of the state, especially here in the St. Louis area, it's the lowest in the state. It's the lowest in the bi-state, you know, talking across the river in Illinois. So we're proud of that. And, you know, we take our gas procurement very seriously. We're constantly looking at the market, looking at storage opportunities, looking at hedging and supply diversity. And one thing that is newer to our portfolio in the past several years is Spire STL Pipeline. It's tapping into one of the largest shale formations and most liquid natural gas points in the country. And, you know, our customers are seeing that reflected in our rates by having a very, very affordable natural gas.
So the pipeline, you're saying, is having an impact, not just on the supply, but on the rates that St. Louisans are paying?
Yes. And a big portion of that is, you might remember Winter Storm Uri. And that's one of the reasons why, unfortunately, the west side's a little higher is Winter Storm Uri caused significant price increases. And the St. Louis, the east side of the state, was shielded from much of that because of where Spire STL Pipeline is sourced. And that was part of our strategy of having a diverse supply and different regions to pull gas from during any critical flow operations or pricing discrepancies.
Now, we've heard a lot about the pipeline over the past year. As far as I understand, it's still under a temporary certificate while the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission considers a permanent decision. Is that where things stand? And are there any potential holdups that could halt the line in the future?
We sure hope not. Just recently, the FERC went through an environmental review, and that came out positive for the pipeline. No big issues there. So we're just waiting for the FERC to take action and to put in service, forever, a pipeline that's been operational for two or three years and bringing value to our customers and affordable and low rates.
Now, we talk about, you know, Spire East versus Spire West and this pipeline and the Northwest. And, you know, longtime St. Louisans, they think of it still as liquid gas and they just think of the St. Louis metro. Can you talk about the growth of Spire, both geographically in terms of the markets that you you serve, and then also some of these other business ventures? You know, are you storing natural gas, selling it to other utilities? What's the breadth of Spire's operations still headquartered in St. Louis these days?
Yes, still a St. Louis, Missouri corporation headquartered here. You know, over the past decade, we've been growing our business. We're still predominantly a gas utility. We purchase Missouri Gas Energy on the west side of the state, serving Kansas City for nearly 100 years. And then we've also bought utilities in Alabama and are their gas utility provider. But we've also had, as a corporation, other ventures, Spire STL Pipeline, and also a storage field in Wyoming that's under expansion and development to serve the western side of the country.
Now, there've been we've covered this last month. There were some public hearings for a rate increase for Spire. What does that when does that potentially come down the timeline, and what would that cover, and what's that amount?
So your gas bill, you know, we've been talking about the purchase gas, the gas cost. That's about half. The other half of your bill is a customer charge, some distribution charge. You might see an ISRS, infrastructure system replacement surcharge. Those are for the actual physical assets in the streets, your meter, and then the cost of the people and folks that are supplying this critical energy to your houses. And that is the rate case or rate review that you just mentioned. That's about an 11-month process with our regulators in front of the Missouri Public Service Commission, other interveners like consumer groups, industrials. And that case is actually going to be on the commission's agenda. Tomorrow, we have a stipulation in place with all the parties to try to resolve all the issues in the case.
And then after the PSC has their vote, where does it go from there?
It goes into effect at some point that we'll find out in the order. It's probably likely at the end of December or the very first of January.
We're wrapping up with Scott Weitzel, the Vice President of Regulatory and Governmental Affairs at Spire Missouri. And with that low temperature tonight in the 20s, what kind of advice do you have for people, besides putting on a hoodie, of course, to cut down on their energy usage and maybe pay you a little bit less money?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we know that these increases are out there. We know there's inflation. We've seen gasoline and everything else increase over the years. So we know this is definitely a strain on our customers, especially those most in need. I would encourage them to check out spireenergy.com/assistance or give us a call. We have probably nearly a dozen tools now to help customers in need, from weatherization to budget billing, to low income programs and credits, and to energy efficiency. So if people are struggling, you know, give us a call. We're here to help, and we'll try to help navigate through any issues that you may have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.